Divorce Then Love. Chapter 581. Brianna, come back with me. A flash of displeasure crossed Brianna's eyes, but before she could speak, Tyrone had already stepped in front of her. Maxim, Brianna was now my girlfriend, please stay away from her. Ha! A cold laugh escaped from Maxim's throat, his gaze at Tyrone filled with thinly veiled anger. Tyrone, are you sure you want to ruin our brotherhood of over a decade? Tyrone didn't speak, he just confronted him coldly, answering him with silence. Fine, starting from today we cut all ties, if we meet again in the future, we'll be strangers. Brianna frowned, but didn't say anything. Good. The moment Tyrone's words fell, the surrounding temperature dropped rapidly, plummeting to freezing point in an instant. Maxim didn't speak again, he simply looked at Brianna standing behind Tyrone and said, "Come back with me." Meeting his cold, angry eyes, Brianna pursed her lips. "Mr. Yoder, my boyfriend was going to take me home." There was no warmth in Maxim's eyes as he said, word by word, "Are you sure you want the Moyer Group to go bankrupt because of you?" Tyrone's face changed. Looking at Maxim, he spoke coldly, "Maxim, the Moyer Group isn't made of paper, it won't go bankrupt easily." "Then you could have tried." The two stared at each other with icy glances, their eyes full of unwavering defiance. "Enough. What else can you do besides threatening me with this method?" Brianna took a deep breath to suppress her anger, looking at Maxim with a face full of disappointment. "I won't be threatened by you anymore. If you insist on bankrupting the Moyer Group, I will sell my corporation to inject capital into the Moyer Group. Also, I will sell all of my 10% stake in the Yoder Group to the Moyer Group." Maxim hadn't expected that the shares he had given her after reclaiming the Yoder Group would be used in this way. "Brianna, you were just taking advantage of my feelings for you, that's why you dared to act so recklessly." "Yes. Since you know, you can choose not to like me, it's better than torturing each other." Brianna's eyes were red as she coldly said to Maxim. Maxim fell silent for a few seconds, then suddenly said, "Brianna, I don't need you." He turned around and left directly, the Maybach sped away, quickly disappearing from their sight. Tyrone turned to look at Brianna, whispering, "I'll take you home." Brianna lowered her gaze, her emotions unreadable. "No need, I could just take a taxi by myself." After speaking, Brianna immediately hailed a taxi and left. In the following days, Maxim didn't appear in front of Brianna again, but news of him starting to go on blind dates spread throughout Britannville. His requirements for blind dates were also brought up for discussion. "Don't want the one with the surname Schneider. 2. Didn't want long hair. 3. Don't want the 23-year-olds. After reading that requirement, Melody almost burst out laughing and immediately called Brianna. "Brianna, Maxim's blind date requirements were so specific, they were just short of asking for your ID number. Was Maxim trying to deliberately provoke you?" Brianna frowned, coldly saying, "You like gossip so much, why don't I set up a gossip group for you to gossip every day?" "Ha ha ha, that's not necessary. I just heard that after many socialites learned about his blind date requirements, they all rushed to get their hair cut. These past few days, the hair salons in Britannville have been packed with people. All right, I have other things to do, let's leave it at that for now. After hanging up the phone, Brianna tossed her cell phone aside, unsure. Chapter 582. By the next morning, news of the late-night date between the president of the Yoder Group and the heiress of the Laurier Group had made the headlines in Britannville. The paparazzi caught the two coming out of the hotel late at night, after which the heiress of the Laurier Group got into Maxim's car and they left together. As soon as this news was released, the upper class of Britannville immediately began discussing the matter. Wasn't Maxim just proposing to Brianna not long ago? How come in less than a month, he's with the heiress of the Laurier Group? It seemed like the two had broken up before, but Brianna moved on much faster than Maxim. Wasn't she just with Tyrone a few days ago? The young people of today, they really don't take relationships seriously at all, whether it's the beginning or the end of a relationship, they are very casual. Brianna also saw the news. She clicked on the photo, confirming that the man in the picture was indeed Maxim. Her mood suddenly plummeted. She wanted to set boundaries with Maxim, not wanting him to entangle her. But when she really did it, the pain that surged in her heart almost drowned her. She closed the web page, forcing herself not to think about Maxim anymore. Buzz buzz buzz. Tyrone made a phone call. Brianna, Maxim booked the Britannville Hotel tonight to celebrate being with the heiress of the Laurier Group, and he's planning to treat us to dinner. Do you want to go? Anyone could see that Maxim's ultimate goal was Brianna. I wasn't feeling well, so I didn't go. Have fun. After hanging up the phone, Brianna immediately turned off her cell phone, not wanting to hear any more news about Maxim. However, even though she didn't want to pay attention to Maxim, news about him kept reaching her ears. It was said that he invested $1 billion in the Laurier Group, it was said that he traveled with Ms. Laurier, it was said that he gave Ms. Laurier a dozen villas, it was said that he proposed to Ms. Laurier by the Sea of Love. Suddenly, Brianna's past tense became the butt of everyone's jokes. Brianna didn't mind these things, but when Melody heard others saying that Brianna was abandoned by Maxim, she couldn't help but retort, only to be met with a barrage of sarcasm and ridicule. Melody went to Brianna angrily and told her about the matter. Those people were acting as if they had no brains. It was clear that you were the one who broke up with him, but now they are all saying that you were the one who got dumped. Brianna was calm, emotionlessly saying, "Mouths are on other people's bodies, can you sew them shut? Let them say what they want, it's okay not to care. No, I'm still very angry. I must spend some money to calm myself down. You have to accompany me to go shopping tonight." Brianna couldn't help but chuckle, nodding and saying, "Okay." After Melody left, she sent a message to Tyrone, saying that she was having dinner with Melody that night and he didn't need to come pick her up. Tyrone quickly responded with a positive message. Brianna put down her phone, but no matter how hard she tried, she couldn't focus on the documents. She rubbed her temples, feeling that she had been too busy recently. She needed to find some time to take a few days off and clear her mind. It was soon time to get off work, and Brianna went to a newly opened Western restaurant with Melody to eat steak. Halfway through the meal, Maxim and Gladys walked into the restaurant together. Gladys Laurier and Melody were in the same circle. Spotting Melody, she smiled at Maxim and said, "I see a familiar face, come and say hello with me." Maxim gave a nonchalant hum and followed Gladys. Melody was telling Brianna that the waiter who had just served them was very handsome, when she suddenly noticed two people standing next to them. She turned her head to look and her face immediately changed color. Chapter 583. Gladys, however, was quite at ease, as if she had no idea about Brianna and Maxim's past. She smiled and said, "Ms. Joyce, Ms. Schneider, you're dining here tonight too, what a coincidence." Melody's expression was cold. Gladys, holding Maxim's hand with a blissful expression, said, "Maxim and I just returned from the Aegean Sea. We heard that this shop just opened. Maxim knows I like this type, so he brought me here to try it." Detecting the boastfulness in her tone, Melody silently rolled her eyes. "Ms. Laurier, we hadn't finished eating." The meaning was, "You could leave now." Gladys smiled apologetically and nodded, saying, "All right, we'll talk next time." From beginning to end, Brianna never once lifted her head to look at the two of them, her expression as calm as a stranger's. Maxim's gaze didn't linger on her for a moment, he turned and left with Gladys. Melody stared at the backs of the two, cutting her steak while grumbling bitterly, "Jerk. When I was with you, why weren't you this considerate?" Brianna glanced at the steak she had butchered beyond recognition, sighed and said, "Such a good piece of steak, and you've ruined it just like that." Melody glared at her, irritably said, "Is that the point? Maxim, this jerk, pissed me off. I feel like even shopping spree can't make me happy anymore." Brianna couldn't help but laugh, "I didn't even say anything, how come you're more excited than me? Weren't you angry at all?" "What's there to be angry about? He didn't cheat on us when we were together. After we broke up, I have no right to interfere with who he dates. Besides, if we're really going to talk about it, I was the one who got together with Tyrone first. That's fake. How can it be the same?" Melody slammed her fork and knife on the table. "I'm not eating anymore, I'm full of anger." "All right, don't be angry anymore, I really don't care. I'm going to the restroom." Brianna rose to head towards the bathroom, the smile on her face gradually fading. "After using the restroom, I ran into Gladys while washing my hands." Brianna had a nonchalant expression, planning to leave as soon as she wiped her hands with a tissue. Unexpectedly, Gladys stopped her. "Ms. Schneider, I wanted to talk to you." Turning her head, she saw Gladys looking at her with a smile on her face, but there was no emotion in Brianna's eyes. "What did Ms. Laurier want to talk about? Between us, apart from Maxim, there seemed to be nothing much to talk about." Brianna frowned, "I've already broken up with him." Gladys nodded, "I know, I believe a good ex should be like the dead, not appearing in others' worlds anymore. What does Ms. Schneider think?" Brianna's eyes grew cold. "Did Ms. Laurier want me to leave Bridenville?" "That wasn't the intention, it's just that I hope Ms. Schneider could actively avoid me and Maxim in the future. I don't want to see people I don't want to meet." Gladys had a look of arrogance in her eyes, clearly the type of pampered young lady who had grown up with little to no setbacks. "Miss Laurier, it seems I have no obligation to avoid you. If you really don't want to see me, I suggest you blind yourself, so you won't see me anymore." Brianna had just turned around and taken a few steps forward when she saw a tall figure standing around the corner. She didn't know when he had arrived or how much he had heard. Her steps faltered for a moment, then she moved her gaze away emotionlessly and quickly walked away. Chapter 584. Gladys caught up angrily, about to scold Brianna, but suddenly saw Maxim by the side. The anger on her face instantly disappeared without a trace, and she walked up with a smile. "Maxim, how did you come over?" Maxim looked at her with a cold expression. "What did you just say to her?" Noticing that he was angry, the smile on Gladys's face stiffened for a moment. "No, nothing." However, Maxim was still staring at her coldly, without a hint of warmth in his eyes. "Gladys, I told you on the first day we were together, not to provoke her. Did you take my words as a breeze passing by your cars?" "Maxim, it wasn't like that. I just ran into Ms. Schneider in the restroom and greeted her." Maxim didn't pay her any more attention, he turned around and left directly. Gladys was immediately flustered and hurried to catch up, but was stopped by the bodyguard. "Ms. Laurier, please respect yourself." Gladys's face contorted with anger, she gritted her teeth and said, "Get out of my way. You're just a bodyguard, what right do you have to stop me?" Maxim turned around and looked at her, coldly saying, "It's over between us, I don't want to see you again." "What?" Gladys turned pale, her eyes filled with shock and disbelief. She merely warned Brianna and Maxim wanted to break up with her. Then what did his gentleness and indulgence towards her during this period count for? "Maxim, I don't agree with breaking up. We were clearly already starting to plan our wedding, and just because I warned Brianna not to get close to you, you want to break up with me." Maxim's expression was icy cold. "You said that when we were getting married, I never agreed. Moreover, you had your parents bribe the press in Britainville to say that I proposed to you in the Aegean Sea. Did you really think I didn't know about this?" He just didn't care, so he let her fuss. "Didn't you assume?" Maxim, too lazy to say more, coldly said, "Take her away." "No. Maxim, I don't want to leave, I don't want to break up, please. I promise I will never appear in front of Ms. Schneider again, forgive me this once." However, no matter how much she cried out, Maxim didn't react at all, he didn't even turn his head. The bodyguard threw Gladys out of the restaurant. "Ms. Laurier, please leave immediately." "No. Let me in, I need to talk to Maxim, you all get out of the way." The bodyguard, irritated by her, said disdainfully, "Do you think you still have a chance to see Mr. Yoder? If you had behaved yourself and not provoked Ms. Schneider, perhaps Mr. Yoder would have kept you around for a while. But now, having upset Ms. Schneider, do you think Mr. Yoder will let you off?" Gladys stood frozen. He broke up with Brianna, didn't he? He's been so good to me lately. Haven't you realized it yet? Mr. Yoder was only being nice to you to make Ms. Schneider jealous, but you couldn't see it. You actually thought Mr. Yoder had fallen in love with you. Impossible. He was in love with me. At this point, she abruptly stopped, suddenly recalling that before she was with Maxim, Maxim had told her that he could give her anything but love. It was just that Maxim had been so good to her during this period of time, causing her to put that sentence out of her mind. It turned out that she had never been different from others in his eyes, she was just a tool he used to attract Brianna's attention. Seeing the look of despair on Gladys' face, the bodyguard knew that she understood Maxim did not love her at all, and he turned and left. In the Western restaurant, Brianna and Melody rested for a while after finishing their dinner, before they got up to pay the bill and leave. Just reached the door, and ran into Maxim. Chapter 585. Brianna's expression was indifferent. If Mr. Yoder is apologizing to me for offending me on behalf of his girlfriend, then I accept. Maxim's eyes grew a few degrees colder, then the corner of his mouth curled into a smile. Well, then I won't disturb the two of you. After he left, Melody unconsciously looked at Brianna, whispering, "Brianna, haven't you let him go yet? How could it be? When he was speaking to you just now, there was a momentary stiffness in your body." Brianna pursed her lips and lowered her gaze, not speaking anymore. Melody sighed, "Brianna, if you still like him, I think you can give him another chance." She had witnessed their entanglement for so many years and knew that Maxim held a very important place in Brianna's heart. Brianna didn't take the bait, instead she laughed and said, "Aren't we supposed to go shopping? Let's go." Throughout the entire night, Brianna was somewhat distracted. "I had just returned home, planning to take a bath and rest, when I suddenly received a call from Tyrone. Brianna, did you go to sleep?" Brianna walked onto the balcony with her phone in hand, her expression indifferent as she said, "No, what's wrong?" "It was, my grandfather wanted to see you tomorrow. Could you accompany me to the old house for dinner tomorrow night?" Brianna pursed her lips. She and Tyrone had been playing the role of a fake couple for over half a month, and their interactions were becoming more and more frequent, which was not a good thing for them. "Mr. Moyer, I'll think about it," I said. "All right, take your time to think about it. Just give me your answer before noon tomorrow." After hanging up the phone, Brianna went back to her bedroom, took a bath, read for a while, and then went to sleep. In the middle of the night, Brianna was awakened by the sound of rain outside the window. Remembering that the kitchen window downstairs was left open, she got up and went downstairs. Walking to the window and about to close it, my gaze suddenly paused. In the curtain of rain, a black sedan was parked at the entrance of the villa. Although the light was not turned on, her intuition told her that it must have been Maxim. Her fingers unconsciously turned white as she gripped the window handle. She took a deep breath, withdrew her gaze, and went straight upstairs after closing the window. After lying back down on the bed, he tossed and turned but couldn't fall asleep. She rose and walked to the window, seeing that the car was still parked there. A wave of irritation surged within her unconsciously. He was clearly already with another woman. What was he doing running to her house in the middle of the night? After a while, Brianna irritably pulled the curtains shut, out of sight, out of mind. When she woke up the next morning, She instinctively looked out the window. Maxim's car was already gone. After washing up and having breakfast, Brianna drove to the company. As she passed the security booth, the guard inside said with some concern, "Ms. Schneider, your husband has been leaving early and coming home late every day recently. Did you two have a fight?" Brianna frowned, subconsciously asking, "Has he been coming over every day recently?" The security guard nodded, "Yes, he hadn't come back for a few days. Other times, he would return after midnight and leave around 6 in the morning. After a moment of silence, Brianna spoke, "I've already broken up with him. If you see his car in the future, don't let him in." The security guard paused for a moment, then his face became very serious. "All right, I understand. I will arrange for 2 of my colleagues. To patrol around your villa every day to see if there are any suspicious individuals." Realizing that the security guard had mistaken Maxim for a pervert, Brianna chuckled, "There's no need for that, he won't hurt me." Chapter 586. That won't do. You can know a person's face, but not their heart. There have been so many news stories recently about people being retaliated against by their ex-boyfriends after breaking up. Young people these days are becoming more and more extreme. Brianna didn't explain further either, she just smiled and drove away. At that moment in the security guard's eyes, Brianna was just a rich love-struck fool. As soon as she left, he immediately notified his colleagues not to go when they saw Maxim's car in the future. After thinking all morning, Brianna finally decided to agree to go back to the Moyer family for dinner with Tyrone. After hanging up the phone, Tyrone immediately called his butler excitedly, asking the kitchen to prepare Brianna's favorite dishes. "Old man, look at this." After ending the call, the butler handed the list of dishes he had written down to Senior Mr. Moyer. Senior Mr. Moyer snorted coldly, saying irritably, "I don't even remember what I like to eat so clearly. Go prepare it." "All right then." The butler had a smile on his face. Although the old master verbally expressed his dislike for Brianna, he was actually pleased inside. After all these years, the young master finally had someone he liked. Although Brianna and Maxim had been married for a while, as long as Maxim didn't bother the Moyer family, Senior Mr. Moyer didn't plan to bring up Brianna's divorce again. Senior Mr. Moyer was engrossed in getting the two married as soon as possible, preferably with 2 children within 3 years, when a servant walked in. "Master, Mr. Yoder has come." In the evening, Brianna and Tyrone walked into the Moyer family together. Senior Mr. Moyer was sitting on the living room sofa. Brianna handed over the prepared gift box, smiling and said, "Senior Mr. Moyer, nice to meet you for the first time. I heard you like tea, so I had someone bring it from Vertown." Before she could finish speaking, Senior Mr. Moyer coldly interrupted her, "Thank you for your kindness, but I'm afraid I can't accept it." The smile on Brianna's face stiffened for a moment, and she subconsciously looked at Tyrone, giving him a signal with her eyes. He didn't say that tonight's dinner was a trap. How was she supposed to respond now? Turn around and leave directly? Tyrone frowned at Senior Mr. Moyer. "Grandpa, it was you who invited Brianna for dinner. Why are you deliberately making things difficult now that she's here?" Senior Mr. Moyer snorted coldly, angrily saying, "Tyrone, did everything I taught you from childhood go to the dogs? It's bad enough that you're with a divorced woman, but she also had something with Maxim. Speaking of this, as if remembering something, Senior Mr. Moyer angrily changed the subject, "Anyway, I will not agree to you two being together. If you insist on entangling with her, give the Moyer group to your cousin, and you will have no relationship with the Moyer family in the future. You can do whatever you want." Brianna pursed her lips, her expression faint as she said, "Tyrone, Senior Mr. Moyer seems a bit agitated right now. It appears I've come at a bad time. I'll leave first." After speaking, Brianna turned around and left directly. Tyrone instinctively wanted to chase, but was stopped by Senior Mr. Moyer. "Tyrone, stop right there." He turned back to glance at Senior Mr. Moyer, coldly saying, "Grandfather, I don't know why you're treating Brianna this way. If you can't accept her, I won't let you two meet again in the future." "Stop right there, are you trying to infuriate me to death? Old man. Old man, what happened to you? Young master. The old man has fainted." Tyrone's steps abruptly halted, turning to see Senior Mr. Moyer with his eyes tightly shut. If it weren't for the butler and servants supporting him, he would have probably already fallen to the ground. After hesitating for a moment, he still turned around and went back, but his face still looked upset. Soon, the family doctor arrived. After examining Senior Mr. Moyer, he looked at Tyrone and said, "The old man is fine, he just had a heart attack due to anger. However, it's best not to let him get too emotional in the future. The elderly are naturally frail, and constantly fainting like this can cause irreversible damage to his health." Tyrone nodded, "I understand. Thank you, Dr. Gonzalez." Chapter 587. Dr. Gonzalez didn't speak again. He prescribed some calming medicine for the old man and then left. Tyrone was about to leave when the butler stopped him, saying, "Young master, the old master was delighted that you were supposed to have dinner with Ms. Schneider today. But you should never, ever get involved with a married woman. The old master is only thinking of your best interests." "What does that mean?" The butler sighed and slowly said, "This afternoon, Mr. Yoder came by. He told the old master that he and Ms. Schneider are not yet divorced, they are just having a disagreement. He hopes the old master can intervene and ask you to separate from Ms. Schneider." A surge of anger welled up in Tyrone's heart. No wonder his grandfather's attitude had seemed so different earlier. It turned out that Maxim had been causing trouble behind the scenes. "I knew it, I had a clear understanding of this matter in my heart. There were so many socialites in Britannville. Why did you have to be with Ms. Schneider, young master?" Tyrone didn't speak again. He turned around and left the old house. He called Brianna, and the call didn't get through until it was about to be disconnected. "Brianna, I'm sorry, I didn't expect what happened today either." After a few seconds of silence, Brianna's calm voice came through, "It's okay. I don't mind. But do we, this fake couple, need to keep pretending? Just a few days shy of a month, she could have cleared her debt to Tyrone if she had just persevered a little longer, but now she was feeling a bit tired. Having received Tyrone's response, Brianna said indifferently, "Okay, I understand. Does Mr. Moyer have anything else?" Gone. After hanging up the phone, Tyrone initially wanted to drive straight to confront Maxim, but a new idea quickly popped up in his mind. Maxim was so reckless now, simply because he still had a marriage certificate with Brianna. If that marriage certificate was gone, he would no longer have the right to dictate his own pursuit of Brianna. Thinking of this, Tyrone's eyes turned cold, and he slowly made up his mind in his heart. The remaining days passed peacefully, and a month quickly arrived. On the last night, Tyrone invited Brianna to have dinner together. Brianna thought that some things needed to be clarified, so she went over. "Brianna, even though I knew it was fake, I was still very happy this month. Mr. Moyer, I came here today to make it clear to you, I don't like you. Agreeing to be your girlfriend for a month was just to repay a favor. From now on, we owe each other nothing." Brianna interrupted him calmly, her eyes devoid of any emotion. A pang of pain shot through Tyrone's chest, his voice dropping a few notches. "In this past month, was there never a moment when you felt something for me? We clearly got along so well, and I often saw your genuine smile." Brianna frowned. "Mr. Moyer, I've always considered you a friend, nothing more." Tyrone gave a bitter smile, whispering, "All right, I understand. After this meal, we'll just continue being friends, okay?" Seeing the hope in his eyes, Brianna pursed her lips and nodded, saying, "Okay." The two ate their meal in silence. After sending Brianna back to the villa, Tyrone reluctantly said goodbye and then drove away. Watching Brianna's figure gradually recede in the rearview mirror, his gaze slowly turned icy. Seeing Tyrone's car disappear from sight, Brianna turned and headed back to the villa. Just as she reached the entrance, a person suddenly emerged from the shadows nearby. Recognizing it was Maxim, a glint of coldness flashed in her eyes. "Maxim, must you persist in haunting me like this?" No sooner had the words left her mouth than her wrist was seized by him. Brianna looked up, colliding with Maxim's angry eyes. "Why did you have the security stop my car?" Brianna's expression was icy. "We've already broken up, and you standing outside my villa every night makes me feel unsafe." Maxim paused for a moment. "How did you know?" "The security guard told me. Can you leave now?" Maxim stared intently into her eyes, enunciating each word. "Did you really fall for Tyrone? What does this have to do with you?" Brianna looked at him coldly, saying impatiently, "I deliberately paraded around with other women, just to get your attention, but you showed no reaction, Brianna. You can hate me, but I can't accept your indifference to everything related to me." After speaking, he cupped Brianna's chin and kissed her. Brianna wanted to struggle, but he pinned her against the door, making it impossible for her to escape. She was furious inside, wanting to bite Maxim. However, as if he had already perceived her thoughts, he suddenly let go of her lips, leaned his forehead against hers and whispered, "Brianna, I know your relationship with Tyrone is fake. You've been angry for so long, it's time to let it go." Before she could finish speaking, Brianna felt his body stiffen sharply, Then he collapsed limply onto the ground. Brianna. The security guard standing behind Maxim smiled, looking at Brianna with a face full of concern. Ms. Schneider, were you all right? Seeing the electric baton in his hand, Brianna shook her head, it's okay. After you spoke to me today, I've been worried about you. I didn't expect that he would actually come in. If I hadn't been uneasy and decided to patrol just now, who knows what he would have done to you. Thank you. Glancing down at the fainted Maxim, Brianna really didn't know whether to laugh or to sympathize with him. No need to thank me, do you want me to call the police for you? Faced with the security guard's enthusiasm, Brianna quickly waved her hand, no need, I'll contact someone to take him away immediately. Brianna called Ryan, and in less than half an hour, Ryan arrived. Seeing Maxim lying on the ground, shock flashed in his eyes, and he unconsciously looked towards Brianna next to him. Ms. Schneider, did you knock out Mr. Yoder? Before Brianna could speak, the security guard beside her interjected, he was harassing Ms. Schneider in the middle of the night, so I tasered him. Could you please take him away and ensure he doesn't come back? Otherwise, I'll have to call the police. Ryan. 5 minutes later, watching Maxim's car leave, Brianna thanked the security guard and returned to the villa. On the other side, a private club. Tyrone and Kylie sat facing each other. After hearing Tyrone's words, Kylie sneered, Mr. Moyer, you really are cunning, asking me to tell Brianna that Maxim hasn't divorced her without her knowing. So I'm the bad guy, and then you come out and play the good guy. When Kylie first heard that Brianna and Maxim had not divorced, she was shocked, but she soon understood Tyrone's purpose. Tyrone gave a slight smile, calmly saying, Ms. Schneider, this is clearly a win-win situation. You will only have the chance to get close to Maxim after he completely divorces Brianna, won't you? Kylie bit her lower lip. What Tyrone said was indeed correct, but she was not willing to be Tyrone's pawn. Mr. Moyer, I will pretend I don't know about this, and I won't bring it up in front of Brianna. Tyrone raised an eyebrow, the emotion in his eyes not changing in the slightest. Ms. Schneider, as you wish. Kylie didn't say anything else, she just got up and left directly. Tyrone lifted his tea and took a sip, his eyes full of a confident, assured smile. Chapter 588. Brianna's expression was icy. We've already broken up, and you standing outside my villa every night makes me feel unsafe. Maxim paused for a moment, how did you know? The security guard told me, can you leave now? Maxim stared intently into her eyes, enunciating each word, did you really fall for Tyrone? What does this have to do with you? Brianna looked at him coldly, saying impatiently. I deliberately paraded around with other women, just to get your attention, but you showed no reaction, Brianna. You can hate me, but I can't accept your indifference to everything related to me. After speaking, he cupped Brianna's chin and kissed her. Brianna wanted to struggle, but he pinned her against the door, making it impossible for her to escape. She was furious inside, wanting to bite Maxim. However, as if he had already perceived her thoughts, he suddenly let go of her lips, leaned his forehead against hers and whispered, Brianna, I know your relationship with Tyrone is fake. You've been angry for so long, it's time to let it go. Before she could finish speaking, Brianna felt his body stiffen sharply, then he collapsed limply onto the ground. Brianna. The security guard standing behind Maxim smiled, looking at Brianna with a face full of concern. Ms. Schneider, were you all right? Seeing the electric baton in his hand, Brianna shook her head, it's okay. After you spoke to me today, I've been worried about you. I didn't expect that he would actually come in. If I hadn't been uneasy and decided to patrol just now, who knows what he would have done to you. Thank you. Glancing down at the fainted Maxim, Brianna really didn't know whether to laugh or to sympathize with him. No need to thank me, do you want me to call the police for you? Faced with the security guard's enthusiasm, Brianna quickly waved her hand, no need, I'll contact someone to take him away immediately. Brianna called Ryan, and in less than half an hour, Ryan arrived. Seeing Maxim lying on the ground, shock flashed in his eyes, and he unconsciously looked towards Brianna next to him. Ms. Schneider, did you knock out Mr. Yoder? Before Brianna could speak, the security guard beside her interjected, he was harassing Ms. Schneider in the middle of the night, so I tasered him. Could you please take him away and ensure he doesn't come back? Otherwise, I'll have to call the police. Ryan. 5 minutes later, watching Maxim's car leave, Brianna thanked the security guard and returned to the villa. On the other side, a private club. Tyrone and Kylie sat facing each other. After hearing Tyrone's words, Kylie sneered, Mr. Moyer, you really are cunning, asking me to tell Brianna that Maxim hasn't divorced her without her knowing. So I'm the bad guy, and then you come out and play the good guy. When Kylie first heard that Brianna and Maxim had not divorced, she was shocked, but she soon understood Tyrone's purpose. Tyrone gave a slight smile, calmly saying, Ms. Schneider, this is clearly a win-win situation. You will only have the chance to get close to Maxim after he completely divorces Brianna, won't you? Kylie bit her lower lip. What Tyrone said was indeed correct, but she was not willing to be Tyrone's pawn. Mr. Moyer, I will pretend I don't know about this, and I won't bring it up in front of Brianna. Tyrone raised an eyebrow, the emotion in his eyes not changing in the slightest. Ms. Schneider, as you wish. Kylie didn't say anything else, she just got up and left directly. Tyrone lifted his tea and took a sip, his eyes full of a confident, assured smile. Chapter 589. He knew very well that Kylie's desire to drive Brianna away from Maxim was so strong that she would hold on tightly to any glimmer of hope. Now all he needed to do was wait for Kylie to tell Brianna about this. That would be enough. Early the next morning, as Brianna just arrived at the villa's gate by car, she was stopped by a black Maybach. Maxim got out of the car with a dark expression, walked over to the driver's seat, and just stared at her without saying a word. A few minutes later, Brianna frowned and rolled down the car window, Mr. Yoder, I'm about to be late for work. Please move aside, or I'll call the police. Brianna, it's been several months, haven't you cooled off yet? Actually, Brianna had stopped being angry a long time ago, but there was a stubbornness in her heart, She didn't want to forgive him easily. She chuckled lightly, raising an eyebrow at Maxim and said, "Mr. Yoder, do you still need my forgiveness? Your sensational news is everywhere. A simple wave of your hand attracts countless beauties. Why bother pestering me?" "But none of them were you. You had fun without me, didn't you?" "It seems like it doesn't matter whether I'm there or not, right?" Maxim furrowed his brows, staring at her for a moment, then suddenly laughed. "Were you being jealous?" "I wasn't that bored." Brianna glanced at the time and frowned. "Are you going to move or not? If you didn't forgive me, then don't." Impatience flashed in Brianna's eyes as she said coldly, "Maxim, why are you so idle? We've already broken up, and I've made it very clear that I don't want to see you again. Ryan told me," he said, "when a woman is angry, she often speaks in opposites. If you say you don't want to see me, it means you want to see me all the time." "Brianna." She said that Maxim, being such a cold and aloof person, had been acting strangely recently. It turned out that Ryan was behind it, fanning the flames. After a moment of silence, she looked at Maxim with a somewhat indescribable expression and said, "I advise you to read more documents and listen less to Ryan's slander." "How is it slander? Before, you indeed didn't want to deal with me, but now you're willing to talk to me. After a while, you will definitely forgive me." Realizing that she couldn't communicate with him at all, Brianna didn't bother to deal with him anymore. She simply reversed her car and left via another road. Maxim watched as her car gradually disappeared from sight, a hint of loss flashing in his eyes. As soon as he arrived at the company, William stepped forward. "Ms. Schneider, the design department had a dinner party tonight and wanted to invite you. Did you want to go?" Brianna thought for a moment. She didn't have anything going on tonight, so she nodded and said, "Okay, send me the time and place." The day passed quickly, and when it was time to leave work in the evening, Melody came to find Brianna. "Brianna, I heard you agreed to have a meal with the design department." Brianna, with her head down, was tidying up the files as she asked, "What's up?" "They invited me as well, let's go together. The design department has done quite well in the second half of this year. I've already discussed with the finance department about giving them a bonus. Let's share this good news with them tonight." Brianna nodded, "Okay." The two went to the garage together. Melody's car had been sent for maintenance, so they had been taking taxis to and from work during this period. After getting in the car, she couldn't help but rub her hands together, so cold. "The weather forecast said it would snow tonight, I wonder if it's true." Brianna started the car, and as soon as she left the underground garage, she saw Maxim's car parked by the roadside. She furrowed her brows, averted her gaze as if she hadn't seen anything, and turned the steering wheel to leave. Melody also saw Maxim's car and couldn't help but say, "Brianna, is Maxim still bothering you?" Chapter 590. Brianna pursed her lips, Melody sighed and slowly asked, "Do you still like him?" Brianna didn't speak, but Melody saw her unconsciously tighten her grip on the steering wheel. She knew in her heart what was going on. "Brianna, if you still have feelings for Maxim, I think you could give him another chance. After all, even though he lied to you about the Hector situation, he did it out of fear of losing you. I believe he truly loves you. Brianna glanced at her, raising an eyebrow. Didn't you just say a few days ago that he was a jerk? How come you've suddenly changed your attitude? I previously thought he had betrayed you, but after investigating, I found out that he was only with Gladys to make you jealous. Moreover, he never touched Gladys. For such a proud person to humble himself for you, I found it quite surprising. Brianna chuckled and slowly said, "Indeed, he did bow his head for me, but don't forget, he also deceived me many times. What I need is a normal lover, not a control freak who fantasizes about controlling my life." Melody couldn't help but laugh. "Do you know how many people wish to be treated by Maxim like this? If it were another woman, she would be so happy with Maxim's attention that she wouldn't know which way is up. So I am not any other woman, and I will not compromise with his unreasonable behavior," Brianna said calmly, her eyes full of determination. Melody unconsciously looked at her, nodding and said, "Brianna, this is why I like you. We all tend to compromise to some extent, but you always stick to your principles, never allowing anyone to cross the line." Brianna shook her head. "No, I too have abandoned my own principles before, only to realize later that it only made others look down on me even more." Since she returned to the Schneider family, she had abandoned her once pride in order to fit into the Schneider family, but what she got in return was the Schneider family's repeated hurts. Now she understood, one must love oneself before loving others. If she abandoned all her edges just to please others, it would only make her seem easy to bully. Melody didn't speak again, but she couldn't help but feel a pang of heartache inside. Brianna had seen the efforts that the Schneider family and Maxim had made in the past, but at the time, she felt they were not worth it. Fortunately, she had come out now, and she would never abandon her bottom line, whether it was Maxim or the Schneider family. Half an hour later, the two arrived at the dining location. As soon as they got off the car, Pamela and Sophie went to the door to greet them. Pamela raised an eyebrow and said with a smile, "Ms. Schneider, Ms. Joyce, welcome." Brianna nodded subtly, while Melody smiled and said, "We're off work now, no need to call me boss. I hope our presence tonight won't make you feel uncomfortable." With a smile on her face, Pamela said, "How could that be? We couldn't welcome you enough." Several people were talking as they walked into the restaurant. The design department had chosen a barbecue restaurant. The shop was decorated in a Korean style, and as soon as they walked in, they saw many Korean words and posters on the wall. Upon seeing Brianna and Melody, the rest of the design department was still somewhat reserved. After all, apart from Sophie and Pamela, they basically had no opportunity to interact with Brianna and Melody. Pamela gave them the main seats. After they sat down, Melody said with a smile, "We're just here to mooch off your food, you don't need to mind us, just do your own thing." At first, everyone was a bit restrained. But after seeing that Brianna and Melody were just chatting with each other and not paying attention to them, the atmosphere gradually warmed up. Halfway through the meal, when Melody mentioned their bonus, it instantly pushed the atmosphere to a climax. Seeing the undisguised happiness on their faces, The corners of Brianna's lips couldn't help but curl up. The party of the design department didn't end until after 11 o'clock at night. If it weren't for the fact that they had to work the next day, they would have planned to go singing at night. Watching Pamela and Sophie hail cabs for the design department one by one, Melody couldn't help but say, "Do you remember when Pamela first joined the company? She was so nervous just to show you a design sketch. In just over half a year, she has matured a lot." Brianna chuckled and slowly said, "Her family has always been running a company, so she's been exposed to this kind of thing. It's easy for her, and she will only get better in the future."